This is cybersecurity talk. This is just for entertainment only. And I'm not reading my document anyways. Please take it away.
Okay. This information was taught to me by a coworker of mine who used to be the cybersecurity point person for a billionaire. In fact, this billionaire used to have meetings with Trump, funny enough. Anyway, so given that we wanted to focus on cybersecurity for high net worth individuals, I thought this was the perfect person to get the main points from, and so here we are. First point being, and we already know this from Parker, but make sure your home addresses are all hidden within blind trusts or however you set it up, but that we already know, but just to reiterate that. Next, I think this is what Danny's been doing. Forgive me if I just said a name. but you've got to start working on or be prepared to hire a company when the time comes that we flip the switch to get your internet data destroyed. So meaning any records of yourself online. And there are laws in a lot of states, and maybe even nationally, that give you the right to delete. And so it's almost going to be like your, how would I put this? Sometimes it takes a couple of tries to get this done, and it's a process that takes several months. The only thing you cannot delete was going to be court records or anything legal. Now, for a company that you can hire to do this, and this is a very high-end white glove company that would be, you know, one of our appropriate vendors once we RV. This one's called Black Cloak, Black C-L-O-A-K. And that is the best known for this particular usage for high net worth individuals. And they're very high customer service oriented, but they do all kinds of things, cybersecurity, including going back into your data history and destroying it for you. And let's see, as far as some other online things that you might not be aware of, any of us using Venmo, by default, all transactions are given an open sort of record on their information. So it's actually a stalker's playground. So you can go into your Venmo settings. I've not done this. I don't use Venmo. But if you poke around on your settings, you can go to security and set up the privacy. I would suggest everybody who uses Venmo do that immediately. Next, and we've learned this in the past, but just make sure your phone is not showing your GPS location. Your cybersecurity team would be able to set that up for you. But as far as your privacy and making sure no one can tell where you are, that'll be of utmost importance. Continuing on with devices, you're going to need to have separate devices for example, games versus your actual phone. That would be the cyber clean way to handle it. Make sure that any of your devices have a VPN. One in particular that I heard was good was Viper, but there's going to be a lot of good VPNs out there. Your cybersecurity team could give you their advice as well. Also, when it comes to a lot of people ask about antivirus, there's actually some pretty good free ones. AVG is actually decent for a free program. And then Sophos is good. That's what I personally use. And that is spelled S-O-P-H-O-S. That's actually what this person uses themselves. So the antivirus thing is a lot easier to handle than all the companies that want your money make it look like. now, as far as records, here's another thing many of us wouldn't have thought about. So it's suggested that we never use loyalty cards, such as your grocery stores, your Walgreens, your CVSs, because it's creating a record and a history of what your patterns and habits are. And you just don't want any of that information out there. So it'd be advisable to stop using any and all loyalty cards. Really, literally anything that creates a record, just be cognizant of that and stay away from it. There's a way you can do online purchases and not have to use your real credit cards. And for example, I was told that American Express or Amex has the ability to give you temporary credit card numbers that you can use for online purchases and your subscriptions and that, and then you use it for about a year and then switch the numbers up again. But that would be a separate card than your actual credit card that you're using for your regular credit card, you know, usages. And then as far as another tidbit that I certainly wouldn't have thought of, you know, for those of us who plan to have an assistant, and of course, you know, we would not be receiving our mail at our own home address. It would be going to some sort of, you know, P.O. box, etc. So even if you're traveling, do not forward your mail. You would have your assistant go get it because that creates a record. Next, see if I've missed anything. One thing when it comes to actual the device and network setup at any of your homes or offices, one way you could vet a cybersecurity person that you're thinking of hiring would be, are they definitely planning on setting up network segmentation for your physical buildings and your networks? The reason being is that, for example, let's say for your home, let's say all your guests that come to stay with you, they would not be on the network part, or excuse me, the part of the network you'd be using. They'd be on a guest network segment. So it's literally like it should be siloed out per the different uses, guests, yourself, and then other appropriate uses that your cybersecurity professional will, you know how to set up for you. So if your person that you're going to hire does not start out or soon mention network segmentation, they probably don't know what they're talking about. So that would be a telltale item. Those are the main points I was given. And forgive me if you have questions, I'm happy to take them down, but I actually may or may not be able to answer them as I'm not the technical person. But feel free. Any comments, anyone?
When I set up people's internet, I always give them two options. One is blasted at a 5 gigahertz, and the other is blasted at a 2.4. 5 gigahertz for close proximity, and it's faster. So whatever room you're in with the device that's admitting that, I suggest you be logged into it. But if you're going through walls, the 2.4 is stronger and more reliable. You'd be able to go outside with it in comparison to the 5 gig. Just a little tidbit. I set up internet and fiber optics for my job, or as a job.
That's awesome.
Love what you were saying, though. Absolutely love what's going on. Cybersecurity is definitely a must.
Definitely. Thank you. Anyone else? If you got tidbits, now's the time. Sounds like we might have a wrap, Parker. Parker, are you there? Oh dear, does anyone have the ability to stop the recording? Guys, if we all jumped off, I think it would automatically cut it. What do you say? Okay. All right, we can come back.
I'm sure once the recording stopped, it can be edited and stopped off at the end where you want to stop it.
Sure, but just so we can just carry on like normal, I'm going to dump off.